Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
As expected, President Obama has put forth a nominee to the United States Supreme Court to fill the vacant seat of Justice Scalia. We're going to be talking about this nominee on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, we put out a press release at Liberty Counsel reiterating what we have said from the very beginning, and that is that the United States Senate should not hold any hearings. We're not talking about even not confirming, but we're saying no hearing should be done with regards to any Obama nominee to replace Justice Scalia's seat. Respect the words of the Constitution. It's a simple request. I would rather be on the side of God's history and the natural created order, millennia of human history, than some newfangled idea. An Obama nominee will literally change the course of the Supreme Court and the course of America for decades.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some encouraging news coming out of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator Mike Lee, who is on the Judiciary Committee, tweeted this just the other day. He said, "My colleagues and I on the Judiciary Committee have already given our consent on the SCOTUS nominee, that's the Supreme Court nominee. We won't have any hearings or votes." And it's interesting, Matt, because it's not unprecedented. You may recall what they're calling the procedure here, the Biden rule. Vice President Joe Biden has said as much, that during an election year like this, the Biden rule is that you do not entertain a Supreme Court nomination. You know, here we're just a few months out from an election, and President Obama is engaging in political theater here. Senator Schumer has said the same thing, and President Obama himself filibustered one of President Bush's Supreme Court nominees. So the hypocrisy is running rampant when you hear all this political theater and this gnashing of teeth from leftists about the need for the United States Senate to go ahead and have an open vote on this.
Now, as it relates to the person that Obama has nominated, he is the chief judge of the District Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C., and he was appointed by President Bill Clinton in 1997. But this particular individual, even though there could have been worse individuals that Obama would have nominated, like he's done throughout his 7-plus years in office, this particular one also has real problems. In fact, what we know about him is during the litigation over the Second Amendment in Washington, D.C., where Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, had this no-gun policy, he was on the panel that ultimately ruled against the Second Amendment. Now, fortunately, when it went to the United States Supreme Court, the Supreme Court of the United States reversed that issue, but he was on the wrong side ruling against the Second Amendment. And he's been on the wrong side of other things as well. He's appeared at events where he's been a speaker at a keynote event for abortion-related kinds of things. So he is not someone that you want on the Supreme Court. Even the New York Times said that he will definitely direct the Supreme Court toward a left or liberal position. They actually have created a chart saying that he is to the left, liberal side of Justice Kagan and Justice Breyer. Now, that's saying something, that he is more liberal than two of the liberals on the Supreme Court. And that's from the New York Times, as they've rated him and given a chart with regards to his judicial philosophy and judicial leanings.
Well, and I've heard a number of folks refer to this as Scaliagate, because this nomination, you know, the talking point here out of the White House is that he is a, quote, moderate, which is just nonsense. He's a leftist, as you point out, left to the left of Kagan and Breyer. It's really a slap in the face to the memory and the great legacy of Justice Antonin Scalia and his constitutionalist position, his originalist position, to now nominate this living, breathing person who views the Constitution as a living, breathing document. It's a slap in the face. And so a number of people are referring to this as Scaliagate, because it just goes to show the hubris of this president that he would even engage in this kind of political nonsense here during an election year. And that's all that this is a political theater.
Well, you know, the fact is the president does have the right to nominate, but the Constitution also creates a check and balance, and it allows the Senate to confirm or not confirm. It's just like the check and balances between the different branches of government. You've got the legislative branch, you've got the executive branch, and you have the judicial branch. Then you have the check and balance between the state and federal governments. But within the Constitution itself, with regards to the president's appointment power, where he is able to choose someone and put that person forth as a consideration to be appointed and confirmed for either a judgeship or, for example, even in the cabinets of each president, the check and balance is he has the right to put someone forth. The Senate has the right to deliberate and consider it and confirm or not confirm. So that's what the Senate is doing. They're exercising their constitutional right. Not since 1940 has there been any Supreme Court justice that's been nominated and confirmed during that lame duck year of the president, that last year of the president. So it's 1940. And before that, you have even longer. So what you have is history is on the side of not putting someone in this position. Moreover, if you go back to 1940, the Supreme Court wasn't a political ping pong ball back then. Back then, it just barely was in its brand new building built in 1925 or so. So it was very inconsequential of an institution. Now it has become, over time, consequentially important because of judicial activism that has ultimately infiltrated every aspect of our lives and rewritten the Constitution, frankly, through these judicial activists. And that means that I think this needs to be an election decision by the people, and the next president needs to be the one to nominate the person, and the next Senate would be the Senate that would ultimately consider the confirmation. That's what the Senate leadership is doing. They said that they will not hold any hearings, and I can tell you what, by making that stand, which I applaud them, they will be hugely targeted this coming year and up through the election. So we need to stand behind them and give them support, because the targeting, the pressure, the name calling is already beginning.
And we need to understand, too, here that, you know, you're hearing a number of the candidates, particularly on the left, and this president and other liberal senators and politicos saying that this is obstructionism. Nonsense. You recall the nuclear option. You recall Harry Reid, Senator Harry Reid, when he was the majority leader, they shut down Bush nominations constantly. This is not obstructionism. The Senate, the United States Senate, the Judiciary Committee controls the calendar, the schedule, and it's not at all unusual for once a president makes a nomination, it's not at all unusual for it to take up to a year to get through the process, even up to 18 months before a hearing, before a justice, a hearing is even heard. They go before the hearing, before the Judiciary Committee, or before a vote is even taken. So there's nothing that says that the Senate, there's some constitutional duty. They are to provide advice and consent. They have done so. They provided their advice and their consent. They do not consent to this nomination. And so, you know, what they're doing here is not at all unprecedented. And the hypocrisy that we were seeing from the left on this is really just kind of nauseating.
Well, if it is obstructionism to want to save the future of the court and the United States, if someone wants to call that obstructionism, then so be it. I mean, if you want to save the future of the court and you want a justice on the court that literally will do something very simple, what? Read the Constitution and be bound by the words and the original intent. That's all we're asking. Put someone on the bench that will respect the words of the Constitution. It's a simple request. Don't put someone on the bench who will ignore the clear language, for example, as this particular nominee has done, of the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Put someone on the bench who will respect and be bound by the language and the words and the intent of the Constitution. Simple request. I would rather be on the side of God's history and the natural created order, millennia of human history, than some newfangled idea You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and also libertycounsel.com. That's C-O-U-N-S-E-L, libertycounsel.com. At libertycounsel.com, you can sign up for a couple of our emails. One is the Liberty Counsel Grassroots Action email, and the other is the Liberty Counsel Action Grassroots Action email. Both of those need to be something that you sign up for. You can do it right there at libertycounsel.com. On both of these emails, at different times with different issues, we will be informing you about critical issues that affect your family, faith, and freedom, and giving you an opportunity and an avenue to respond. Particularly on this, we need to be able to present lots and lots of voices, both in email, petitions, and faxes, to these senators to give them backing. Because now that they're going to stick their neck out for you and me and for the country, we need to back them as well. Go to libertycounsel.com. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support. You can do that at either one of those websites.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.